Welcome back to another episode of the BuyAuburn.com podcast, where we highlight and spotlight Auburn-owned businesses, business people, where we're trying to connect Auburn folks with Auburn folks. And that's the goal here. And we have a fun one today, a friend of mine that is, I think you're really going to enjoy getting to know, Annie Harville, who works for a company called One Coast. And I can't wait for you guys to meet her and learn more about her and what she does. And Annie, welcome to the show.
Hey, happy to be here.
More yeah, absolutely. So Annie, one of the first things we do here on the BuyAuburn.com podcast is we got to make you prove your Auburn connection. So the whole point of BuyAuburn.com is to make sure people are comfortable knowing that whoever they're doing business with is an Auburn person. So I'm going to ask you to prove it. What's your Auburn story?
Absolutely. So both my parents are Auburn grads. I grew up in a little place in Southwest Alabama, Thomasville, Alabama, not too far from where you grew up and where your wife grew up.
Right.
And there are not a lot of Auburn people in that part of the state. Like, you're kind of on your own. You're very close to Tuscaloosa. And both of my parents are Auburn grads and were bringing me to Auburn every chance they get. I mean, I knew my way around campus by the time I was 8 years old. Mom and dad could turn me loose and say, hey, go do whatever and be back here at the tailgate by this time. And we were ready to rock and roll. And then I came to Auburn, started in 2003 and graduated in 2007. And left for a few years, but Auburn is home now. Like, I've been in Auburn longer than I've been anywhere else in my life. And it's where I plan to stay, you know, Lord willing. So,
you know, what's funny that you said that. So people ask me all the time where I grew up or where's home, you know, and I say I'm from Brewton, Alabama, which again is not very far from Thomasville. But when you do the math, I've been here. I've been in Auburn now longer or just as long as I've been anywhere.
Yeah, I've been in Auburn longer than I've been anywhere else. I always tell them Auburn is home, but I grew up in Thomasville is kind of how I phrase it now, because Thomasville is not really home anymore. Like, I still know people and have roots there, but Auburn is home for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a very, very similar story. So, yeah, I think you passed the test there. So we're close to the same age. Do you remember coming to Auburn? I sometimes try to remember where it was located. Do you remember coming to Auburn and they still had the Eagle Cage? Yep. Do you remember that?
Loved that as a kid. In fact, I was talking with somebody about that last week, how I wish that we still had that on campus somehow, the way LSU's got the Tiger. And
yeah.
I don't know. Arkansas has the hog that they have in that cage that they roll out at like baseball games and things like that. I wish that we still had a way to keep the eagle on campus. And I know there are crazy people out there and like, for safety, we just probably can't do it. But that was such a cool thing for me when I was walking. Like, we actually took the eagle cage away, I think, my freshman year. And so when I moved to Auburn, you could still walk by the eagle cage when you were going to class. And that was just such a unique experience. And as a kid, I mean, every Saturday that we came to Auburn, they had face painting at the eagle cage. And I got my face painted at the eagle cage. Like, that was just part of what you did on game day.
Somebody mentioned that the other day and I had like totally forgotten about it, but I was like, yeah, that was such a, it wasn't it kind of where the student
it was where
center?
The new student center is. Between Parker Hall and Haley Center, kind of exactly where that green space being right there across from the stadium.
That's so wild. Yeah. So you could just walk by at any point in time and the eagle would be right there in the cage. Cool stuff. I guess that could count. That could count as one of your favorite Auburn memories, but I'll let you tell me, what's your favorite Auburn memory, either growing up or it could be recently? Doesn't matter.
Gosh,
could be sports related or not.
This because there are so many. And like, I got bogged down in this and somebody told me I was overthinking it. They were like, Annie, you're way overthinking this. And I was like, but there's so many. Like, I don't know which one to do. And I don't want to do one that somebody else has done because everybody goes to the Kick Six or the Prayer and Jordan Hare or something like that. And for me, gosh, it's one of two. It's either, I'm going to go with the recent ones. It is either the Cadillac Texas A&M game where he was the head coach for A&M. Yeah. I think that's the last time I actually experienced a lot of joy in Jordan Hare. Like, that's the last time I had a really good time in Jordan Hare was that game. And that the vibe in Auburn that whole week leading up to the game, like, it was just really special. That whole week and that whole day in Auburn was just a really special experience to be there and be part of it. It's either that one or Cade Ballou's home run on opening day in baseball season, not this past season, but the season before. the day he lost his mom and his first at bat, when he came up to bat and he hit a home run his first at bat after he lost his mom. Like, I'm getting emotional thinking about it. There was not a dry eye in the stadium. I mean, and that was just such a special moment to be there. And baseball is my big sport. Like, I love them all, but I really love Auburn baseball. And so that one to me means a lot too.
That was like, you can't write a script better.
No, I mean, it was one of those things when he came up to bat, everybody was shocked that he even started. I mean, with that going on and what had been going on and the battle she fought, I mean, everybody was shocked he was even playing. So when he started, nobody knew what to expect. And then when he walks up and does that at his first at bat, I mean, and it was literally a movie. I mean, that's what scripts were written about.
When did you finish at Auburn?
2007.
So, okay, 2007. Okay. So I finished in 2009, and people ask me sometimes, like, what's your favorite experience as a student? And I don't know if you were there. Were you there for the West Virginia game?
I was not a student for the West Virginia game.
No, I know, but we
graduated by then. But my answer is definitely Florida 2006. That punt in the end zone game. The vibes were really, really crazy in Auburn that day too. We had game day on campus, and Charles Barkley made that crazy prediction on game day. And it was just a really fun Auburn day, being a student, being in that end zone where we blocked the punt. Like, that was,
I was there too.
That was a good time.
That's still the loudest game I've ever been to.
I tell people that all the time, and they always push back. I was not in the stadium for the first time ever for that Iron Bowl. I was not there. I was four, so my fandom was a little bit different then. But
yeah,
I was not there for that. But I was there for the Prayer and Jordan Hare and the kick six. And while both of those moments were loud, they were kind of like growing loud moments. Like, it would have pops of loudness. That Florida game was just
start to finish
loud. Like, from start to finish, I didn't have a voice. I had a German class on Monday, Wednesday, Friday that semester. And I went to German at 9 o'clock on Monday morning. And of course, you have to talk in a foreign language class. I could not. I mean, like, my teacher was like, hey, you're kind of excused today because you don't have a voice. You can't say a word. So
I remember watching some replays, and like, the sky cam would be shaking.
Yeah.
From the noise. It was fun. That was a fun one. That's a really good one.
The only other one that really kind of had that sustained loudness, I think it was the 17 Iron Bowl, maybe, when Bo Dix was a freshman quarterback.
19. Yeah.
Was it 19? I was thinking it was before I moved back to Auburn. So maybe
17 would have been Stidham.
Stidham. It was 17 with Stidham.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was a good one. That game was just loud from start to finish too. I brought a friend to that game that's not an Auburn person, that maybe is a fan of another big rivalry that claims to be as big as the Iron Bowl is, and from a neighboring state. And he looked at me about halfway through the ball game, and he said, Annie, if you ever tell any of my state friends that I said this, I will deny it. But I've never seen a football environment like this. Like, this is the craziest stadium, the craziest environment I've ever been in. And he's like me. He's never missed an Egg Bowl that's at home in Starkville. And I was like, see, I told you it was different.
So, man, I can't wait for Jordan Hare to get back.
Gosh,
that magic, man.
Yeah, me too.
You feel it in spurts, but I'm ready for it to be sustained.
And
you
know, I'm ready for it to matter. Like, I'm ready
for
when those moments come. It's not like, oh, we're just trying to win a football game. I'm ready for it to matter for us to win a football
game. Exactly. Especially late, like in let games matter later in October. That'll be fun.
Yeah, and not that's such a welcome feeling to be stressed about football because it matters, not because you're like, oh, are we going bowling this year?
So. Oh, yeah. That's I can't wait for that. Great stuff. Who's your favorite? If you had to say, it doesn't matter what sport. I know you love baseball, so it could be a baseball person if that's who you choose. Who's your favorite Auburn athlete of all time?
Oh gosh, this is a tough one too. I always say Ryan Bliss because I got to know Ryan and his family really well when they were here in Auburn, and we're still close. And I have so much respect for his family and for Ryan and the way he does things. So my standard answer kind of is always Ryan Bliss is my favorite Auburn athlete.
Yeah.
But from a true fan perspective and what they did for Auburn and what they mean for Auburn, it's probably Cadillac. I mean, I was a student in the Cadillac days and watched him do that live, and we're around the same age, maybe the same exact age. He may be a year older than I am, but Cadillac just watching him live, getting to watch him every single week as a student, like, people forget how good he really was.
The minute he stepped on campus.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and he was one of those, if he got the ball, good luck. I mean, you weren't taking him down unless he decided it was time for you to take him down.
Exactly. I remember Cadillac, I think, is the first. I was in maybe 10th grade. So I'm a little bit behind you. But I think I was in 10th grade whenever he was being recruited. And I remember that was the first recruitment, I think, that I followed. Like, I followed closely. And that was really before message boards and stuff like that had become a real big thing like they are today. But, yeah, I can remember
when you had
that.
To go to the catalogs and you waited on those catalogs to come out every single, you know, in the preseason. You waited on the guides to come out, the recruiting guides. And my dad would have every single one of them, and I would thumb through them. And
old Inside the Auburn Tigers
magazine. That was a big one. And when you think about he and Ronnie Brown being in the same class, like, that just doesn't happen anymore where you get two running backs of that same caliber coming in the same class.
And they stay.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Well, I mean, I guess then it may not have been as big of a deal as it is now. Like, now there's no way you could keep both of those guys on the roster. Like, one would go.
You would never get both of them in the same class to campus anyway in today's world, because one of them would be like, well, I can get more NIL money somewhere else. And you would never get both of them the way we did.
Exactly. Golly, man. What a fun team that was.
Yeah.
And he was such a fun guy.
That team was so talented. I have the debate every now and then, which team, 24 or 2004 or 2010, like, which team was the more talented team? And I really do think 2004 may have been top to bottom more talented than 2010 was.
Pound for, depth-wise, way more talented. There may not have been a Cam Newton level or Nick that 2010 may have the two higher – ceiling guys, but as far as like the full team, man, that team was just stacked.
And I might give like the O-line depth slightly maybe to 2010 over 2004, but 2004 had some hella good O-line players too.
Yeah,
I joked with somebody yesterday. They were saying something about the 2010 team, and I was like, I could have won six games behind the offensive line in 2010. Like, that offensive line was so good that I could have quarterbacked and we'd have won six games. Like, they were just so good.
They played together for such a long time.
Yeah, they were solid.
That's awesome. So, all right. I think you've passed all the tests. I think everybody has a really good idea of, you know, how intense your fandom is. And I think that's awesome. I think that's what this is all about. I want to talk about your company and what you do and how you can help any of the Auburn listeners or where they can find the products that you represent.
Sure. So I work for a company called One Coast, and I don't want you to all Google that and try to go shop that, because you're not going to get anywhere, because One Coast is a wholesaler. So I work mainly with small boutiques and small gift shops all over the state of Alabama and a few in Mississippi and the panhandle of Florida. And when you go shopping or go shopping for your wife or your daughter or your girlfriend or your mom, whoever, when you walk in a store, those people have to get the products from somewhere. And they are getting those products from somebody like me. They are getting it from sales reps and things like that. And so I work mainly with small boutiques and small gift shops all over the Southeast. And thankfully, I have a company. I work for 12 companies, but two of the companies that I work for now has an Auburn license. And so we are selling a lot of really cute Auburn game day stuff. And that stuff is just hitting stores actually right now, like in the last week, and coming into stores right now. So this is a really good time for us to do this podcast, because now you can go in your favorite little boutique, wherever you happen to be, and say, hey, let me see what you've got from Mary Square and Michelle McDowell for game day. And they should be able to point you right to it, because we have stores all over the Southeast. And if you go in a store and they don't have it, you tell them to call me and I will be glad to get it for them.
That's awesome. So can you talk about some of the like locations of some of the places that you represent? Because we have listeners all over, like where they can go find some of those products that you represent.
Sure. So if you're in the Auburn Opelika area, I know you've got a bunch of Auburn Opelika listeners. Pretty much every store in town carries my stuff. But Elizabeth Boutique downtown has a bunch of my stuff. Magnolia James, Our Home Pharmacy, Lily Jane Boutique, The Mint Julep, Studio 319. I mean, if it is a boutique in Auburn, Opelika, they are carrying some of our products. And if you're a woman or a girl listening to this, then you probably already know what I'm talking about. Like, you have seen it already.
Or guys, hey, guys, you can go buy gifts for your girls.
Absolutely. And there's some really unique Auburn sweatshirts and Auburn jewelry and stuff that launched this year that you won't see from any other designers. I work hand in hand with our designers on the Auburn stuff to be sure the Auburn stuff is really unique and really special. So know when you see that Auburn stuff, it is an Auburn grad that designed that and had a lot of input into it. And wants to be sure we're respecting our license and doing our university right. But if you're not an Auburn Opelika, probably the best thing to do is to reach out to me. I think my email is on the Buy Auburn website and my cell phone is actually on it too. Reach out, shoot me an email or send me a text. Say, hey, Annie, I listen to the podcast and I live in Grove Hill, Alabama. Where can I go shop and find your products? I will tell you where to go. Or if for whatever reason we don't have a retailer where you are, for some strange reason, I'm pretty good at my job, so we have a lot of them. But if for whatever reason we don't, I will direct you to a website or get you connected with somebody on what you need to find.
Absolutely. And then what if you're a boutique or a gift shop or something like that, and you want to find
these? For sure. Yeah, sorry about that. Reach out to me. And if you're not in my territory, still reach out to me. I'll get you connected with who your sales rep is. I'll get you going and get you kind of the info you need and be sure that, you know, you're in the right spot. And then I'll get you connected with who your actual sales rep is, because I only represent accounts in South Alabama and the panhandle of Florida and a handful of places in Mississippi. But if you're not in that area, reach out to me anyway. I will be glad to get you connected with who your sales rep actually
is. There you go. You got a Auburn alumni, Auburn super fan. If you're an Auburn baseball fan, like, and that's your number one sport, like, you are a super fan. Not to say that, like, Auburn baseball.
Yeah,
not to say that, like, Auburn baseball is not entertaining and not fun to watch, because they're awesome. It's just that's loving Auburn. You know what I mean? Because Auburn is, you know, you think Auburn, you think football, but you got to show love to all of them. So, Annie, thank you for coming on. I challenge everybody, encourage everybody to do some more research and reach out to Annie if you need anything along the lines of the products that she's offers, and let her point you in the right direction. Thanks, guys, for listening. Really appreciate it. Annie, thank you for joining.
Yeah, this was fun. I'm happy to do it. Please reach out if I can help in any way.
Absolutely. Guys, we're going to get out of here. We got more businesses lining up to do spotlights. Buy Auburn is the place to be. We're going to get out of here. War Eagle.
War Eagle.